The rock formations, trees, and intense colors of the American Western landscape fascinated and enthralled Swedish-born artist Birger Sandzén. He trained in Stockholm, then Paris, where his encounters with American students encouraged him to accept a teaching position at Bethany College, Lindsberg, Kansas, in 1894, which he held until his retirement in 1946. Smoky Hill River was a location he painted continuously throughout his life. He was invigorated by his love of the beauty of the natural world. The heightened colors and penetrating light of Kansas were the antithesis of his native Northern Europe climate of cooler greens, blues, and denser quality of light. Kansas was a revelation to him. Everything was brighter. He loved cottonwood trees, a feeling he translates into the deliberateness of his thick paint marks. Even though he used color as a means of expression, Sandzén was not absorbed in the spirit or feeling of nature. He was interested in its abstract forms, shapes, and textures, and used color to add structure to his solid compositions. He had a passion for rocks and always wore a large stone-embellished ring from his sizable collection. Drawing was fundamental to his work. He made 5,655 sketches of various landscapes from 1884 to 1952, including Smoky Hill Valley and the Rocky Mountains. He was a man who gave tirelessly and endlessly to his work and community. Then and now, he is much loved in return.
We can, as a rule, only interpret convincingly that which has become a part of ourselves, of our life. In other words, that which warmly interests us. A good technique can, of course, make a clever picture of anything. To interpret, we must go deep, give ourselves all our energy.
Connection to Nebraska. Awarded a doctorate from Midland Lutheran, now Midland University, Fremont, Nebraska. He completed paintings for Nebraska Public Schools and a Lutheran church in Bertrand, Nebraska.